Call meeting to order. Scott, would you establish a quorum, please?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Present.
Devin Sonnenfeld.
Present.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. You want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
I will. I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 11th, 2024 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you.
Yep.
The minutes, we need to review the minutes and vote on them. I wasn't here last month, so I'll have to depend on the rest of you to see if they're correct. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Got that quick. All in favor? Raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Is there anything else that we wanted to bring up before we get into the first public hearing?
I'll make a motion for a four-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicant.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Got a second. A motion has been made to limit the speaking to 4 minutes, except for the applicant. Do I hear a vote on that? Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, the first one will be number 24001, James Worcester. Scott?
Okay, so James Worcester, which is the Crossan Family Trust, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use for 5 nightly rental units, a commercial kitchen, and the ability to hold educational workshops to be located on one parcel at 221 Fairview Church Road. Turn our attention to our screen. This is our standard conditional use for the nightly rental, short-term rental. Of course, there's some requirements if approval, such as the Department of Revenue, fire protection, any buffering, sales tax number, of course. So here's the beacon. I've zoomed out quite a ways. It's 160 Highway in the eastern part of Taney County. Here's our zoning layer. The white is A1. The hatch green is the National Forest, and our blue is RR1 due to the size of the lots, or they might be minor subdivisions. And there's just a pictometry view of the part of their parcel on the west side of Fairview Church Road. I've got two drawings. I darkened one. I don't know which one you can see better, but that was in your packet. There's the plan that I can have the applicant go over. And then I might have this off a little. He can have me pull it back up to adjust it, show where it might be. I tried to go off his drawing. then just an overview that's zoomed in, then some photos. So his drive is in this location right in here, where my cursor's moving. And that's where this photo was taken. And then up to the top of the hill, looking to the north. Northeast, and if you can see a little bit of Fairview Church Road in the background, a little bit more to the east. Now I'm on Fairview Church Road looking back to the southwest, and then I just look back to the south at the same location, and then back to the north at the same location. With that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is James Worcester, and tonight I will be speaking on behalf of myself and my family. You have my presentation slides. So upon our conditional use permit request right now, label that as we're looking to be able to do 5 nightly rentals. We want to be able to host classes and workshops and retreat kind of activities to keep them busy, as well as the commercial kitchen to be able to serve guests that are dining around there. That way we keep them there as well. Okay, you move on to the next. We looked at the site design. Just a few extra pictures that I know you had, a bunch of pictures I sent you just to kind of look through. But just to get an idea as we start tonight, we can look at what the entrance looks like from Highway 160 as if you were to turn on to Fairview Church Road right there. You're met with a 40-foot wide entry allowing any vehicle to really go upon. And that's our entry there. So next picture, this is from the east side, kind of just down in the valley looking up. And the kind of our hay barn up there is a good reference point to always kind of keep in mind in the Toflip Quarter right there. If you go to the next, just looking a little further east to our next neighbors down that way, is a view back looking at our property and entrance. And then the next, this is our current pano view. So this is from the west looking east where you saw a little bit, but this is just as of this past week kind of how we're looking right now. And as you can see is in our start, even the family building we have going up is definitely not anything that's going to provide a sore thumb or anything boasting out on the top of the hill. Okay. As we look kind of from the aerial view, just kind of seeing what's around us right now, first we want to address the closest property north of us currently, and as you go through the National Forest, you'll land on this property that some part of my family does own, and they're in favor, and that is 3,000 feet away, in which I've drawn our closest points touching. If you go on to the next one, this is someone that was speaking in the opposing party tonight. This is the closest distance I am to the creek and our properties right here, being 4,500 feet. And then on the next one, you can see this is from the west side on Highway 160. If you're looking towards Frank Ray, and you can see our cell tower that's on that land right there. So this is a good view really to see the topography of how we are kind of niched on that hill. Everything I'm doing is on that far side, and then it collapses again where we're very hidden from anything else around us. Again, looking at more of our neighbors, my neighbor just to the southwest, Bob Burgens, this is his land. And just to go ahead and point out on the screen, the one he had earlier of the kind of box view of this was our line in which we're looking to build upon. And this house right here, nothing is to ever surpass this land. So if you were to box this in, just as that prior photo, that is the land that's being in question right now. On to the next, this is our west neighbor. These are the Bradens. And as you can see, we will also have some national forest distance between us and them. And then our neighbors east and northeast are also family in favor, as they just hop over the hill there, and they're on the next. They're two ridges over from me. Just southeast of us is also family in favor. Sorry, that's skewed out. But that's what lies on the other side of 160 from us. And then the land just adjacent to mine, or ours, my family, is also my family. So we're looking on the right side, or on the left side, to build, but everything on the right side is still ours also to create buffer. All this land intermittent, behind and around us, is all national forestry, also recommended as general forest and not wilderness. And I also wanted to go ahead and mention just the wooded acres that we own. That way, this is stuff that we wouldn't be building upon, but this is stuff that if we were to have guests out, this is where they're able to go, the commune. But the wooded acres that we own personally on our private property are 26 acres. And then if you were just to kind of enclose that one region, it would make up about 50 acres right there, just kind of to get a better perspective of what that area is like and how dense it can get. So to start with the buildings that are going up right now in this plan that we have, we're the building that you saw on the top of the hill, this is our family building, in which it's the family building that can also cooperate for if we ever did host any campers or anyone that didn't have utilities at site. This would initially give them their two public bathrooms of use. In this, we'll also have two apartments there. And no, these are not in question for any of the nightly rentals. This is for my family to be able to visit and some place for them to stay, as well as if I had a first worker or a chef visiting, this is where they could stay as well. I also have a laundry room in there to make sure I can maintain every single unit on property. I will have a greenhouse as a part of the growing homestead to make sure if we're doing the kitchen, you know, we want to be able to serve them the best ingredients possible and everything straight from our ground. And then we'll have a dining room to serve them, as well as a covered porch that can also contain the guests. This first yurt that I have up right now, it is 314 square feet. Squeak, short, you know, that's the good word. It's 20 foot in diameter. But this one will have full utilities. Its walls are very similar to another residential finished home, so it's a lot more of a structured kind of yurt finish to give a different look, representing a little more of a luxurious demographic, but no more than a couple to be able to stay in there. This second yurt we're putting up is the very same size. However, it's a very different style, trying to create different demographic coming in, but still a couple, but it will just have lattice walls, but still full utilities in it as well. And then for the third year, this only those first three are to have utilities, and nothing else on the property is really looking that way right now. Everything else is to be just be able to, whatever we can compose to use those two bathrooms at the family building. This third year we're going for, though, and it should be introduced at the end of the year, it's our largest one. It'll be three times larger than the other ones at 30 or 33 foot in diameter, where it will still have utilities, but we're going to make sure it can host a family where you're either traveling with a grandparent or two families with kids kind of traveling together, trying to host that demographic there. The fourth one we'd be looking at that wasn't all three of the teepees and yurts were on that one, that first initial introduction picture that I had. That basically composed everything that's within the septic permit, just to be shown of that. These next two are not to have utilities, and so that's why they were not included in that septic, but I can also represent where we would look at those. So the teepee would just be a small group, and then this group retreat demographic is also just the ability to try to host more of a reunion capture, a bigger family going on retreat, business retreat, say a wedding party came through, a scout club wants to come.